Your boy, this is E-Rock, ma'am.
So we are trying to do something just a little bit different with coming in 2020. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank everybody for the love and the support and connecting with us on Marriage Takeover.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
We are going to start this year off with Q&As, live Q&As.
Yes, live Q&As. If you have any questions, please, in the comment line, drop them in there.
Drop them below. Let us know what your comments, what your questions are. Inbox us, or you can email them at marriagetakeover@gmail.com.
Yes.
So the question for today is, we got a question of how do you keep the flame going in your marriage?
Yes. How can we be married and not just super duper roommates?
So, just to kind of give some experience and share some experience from us, for all of you that don't know and new to the platform, we've been married for over 21 years, and we have we've been through the ringer, y'all.
You name it,
we've been through the ringer. And we just wanted to be able to share some nuggets, share practical tools and resources. So what we've done throughout our two decades.
Yes.
Over our two decades,
almost two.
So what we have done was never stop dating.
Never.
Figure out a way. I know life happens. You get busy, you get things going, and you sometimes just start forgetting about yourself. So never stop dating. If finances is a situation for you, or daycare is a situation for you, think about happy hour.
Happy hour.
I remember when our son was really young and we were away from our family, one of the things that we did.
He was in aftercare.
He was in aftercare. One of the things we did was we did happy hour.
Yeah.
For the saints, you don't
and
have
we got
to
happy. We got happy.
For the saints, you don't have
we
to,
got happy
to get drinks or alcohol, but the appetizers are like half off or buy one, get one free. They always got some type of special.
Yeah.
So you can do that on a budget, and then you don't have to worry about daycare. What's something else that we did? We sent the kids to bed early.
Yep.
And we did like a candlelight dinner in the living room, and we just kind of spent that time together.
And you got to make sure that even as super duper roommates, there is still a time of conversation, because both of you still have to understand, I guess, you know, whatever the issues may be. But as married people, you got to have those time to have those heart-to-heart moments, you know, like, oh, you so fine, you so fine, you blow my mind, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, because it's, you have to keep the fire burning because of everything that goes on in life.
Right.
Sometimes we take the one thing that we shouldn't take for granted because we know it's there,
right,
is that we begin to take each other for granted. So we want to make sure that you continue to keep the flame going.
Keep it going, y'all.
How do you keep the romance in your marriage and don't let it die out and be super duper roommates? One, continue to do the things you did to get her. Continue to do the things you did to get him.
Right, which continue. Is date night, right? Date which, night.
But you know what you're doing.
Courting, whatever it was you did.
It wasn't always, you know what I'm
keep
saying?
Keep it going.
Because you got to know that you have to, you marry to date.
And then, not only do you marry to date, but think about, like, just appreciate one another.
Yes.
I think in life we go through so much, and things are always moving.
I appreciate you, baby.
I know, I appreciate you, Zimmy.
I appreciate you, baby.
Appreciate one another. Let each other know that you do appreciate each other, and don't ever forget that, or don't ever minimize that, right? And then forgive each other.
Yes.
You forgive quickly. Like, so many
real
times
quick.
You go through a process or you go through emotion and you might get upset. You might start arguing. Forgive quickly and keep it moving.
Yeah.
And then listen to each other.
Yeah.
Listen to each other. And then
effective listening.
I know. Effective. And then respect one another.
Yes. Don't
respect
let that die.
Respect one another.
Yes.
So, those are just a few of the nuggets. And then if you want to do lunch, if another budget-friendly date deal, lunch is always cheaper than dinner. So if you want to go and you want to do a lunch date, again, you don't have to worry about the daycare. So do those things to be intentional about your marriage in 2020,
right,
or intentional about your relationship in 2020. Listen, we love you guys. We just wanted to come in, drop in for a quick note, just to say, just do, again, live question and answer. Check us out.
Right. So also, I'm telling you, we also have some things that's also coming up. But guess what? It's only on our YouTube page. So please go subscribe to the YouTube page.
We'll put the link below.
Right. And check it out.
And the podcast, we also have that. And the retreat. You guys don't want to miss this. We are scheduling some time now with all of our people who are going to be on the panel. So with Alicia and Milo Briscoe,
right.
With Jay and Trish Cameron, we're going to be scheduling some live sessions as we lead up to the retreat so that you guys know what's going to be in store for you all when you get there. Go ahead and register. It's $99 per couple.
It's an investment.
$50 per person. Come out, enjoy, be blessed. We love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. And thank you guys for the love and the likes and the shares for the Marriage Takeover Retreat. We love you. And next week, we're going to do it again. 8:30, live Q&A. Send us your questions. Comment below or email us, marriagetakeover@gmail.com. Right.